Okay, so hello everybody. Let me introduce you Joe Conway, who is a longtime contributor of PostgreSQL and who will talk about SailComp for your PostgreSQL. Thank you.
Thanks. So is this mic back on? Can you hear me in the back right? All right, good. All right, so like I said, my name is Joe Conway. I've been working around and with the Postgres community for a lot of years, 20-plus years using Postgres. I've been a committer for about the last 16 or 17 years, I guess. And I'm on the PG infrastructure team. I'm also the VP of engineering for a company called Crunchy Data in the U.S. So we do a lot of work with companies that care a lot about security, or organizations that care a lot about security. And so I've done a number of talks on security. The way I like to think about it is kind of in a holistic way. Security involves protecting your database from the outside, right? The operating system that it's on, the box, actually getting to the box, how the operating system is protecting Postgres itself. Also from the inside, inside of Postgres, you lock down permissions so that only certain users can access certain tables and so on. So that's kind of the crunchy core. But once someone is inside your database, you have to worry about them finding some kind of a bug in Postgres and exploiting it, right? So part of what you want to do to enhance security there is what I call confinement, so reducing attack surface. And that's what this talk is all about. It's about reducing attack surface once you're inside of Postgres using SecComp. And then the other aspect of security, which we should mention, is you should instrument. You should have monitoring alerting set up, and it should not just be monitoring alerting around performance issues. Things like monitoring, did someone restart my database? Sending an alert so that if someone did restart your database,